Well, 3 days in, how are you feeling so far?
Good. It's only 3 days, so there's not a lot to go on, but I like this team a lot. I think we have good players on offense, and we have a lot of guys that know what they're doing now. Where a year ago, we had a lot of good players out here that didn't know what they were doing, and it took a while for execution to come together. Took way too long. This year, the execution through 3 days is a lot better than it was last year.
Has the install gone faster then as a result?
Yeah, we're going really fast. And so, like, today wasn't a great – I thought we did really well the first 2 days, and then today defense got the better of us. And I think, they played well, and I think a lot of it was just we're going fast. We put in a lot of stuff in 3 days, and today there were some mistakes with some of the younger guys or some of the guys we moved around. But that's okay. We're going to get it all in this year. We're going to get it all in early and then just rep it over and over for the rest of the camp.
What segments of practice do you feel in regards to the quarterback battle give you kind of the best look or feel of what could translate in a game in a given practice?
11-on-11 football, yeah. That's that, when you go 11 versus 11 in that's the best chance. Everything else is drills and all the other stuff is sort of it still matters, but just playing football is the key.
Any turnovers so far between the two quarterbacks throughout the first 3 days?
We've had, I don't know how many we've had. We've had a couple turnovers out here, but we've made a lot of good plays too.
Is there any separation between the two quarterbacks that you identified out of spring as in the race to be the starter?
It's too soon for me to comment on that. I just don't think there's a large enough body of work to comment yet. Yeah, I think everything I said in spring is still holds true, and then we'll be exactly 50-50 even reps with the ones for indefinitely right now until somebody emerges.
In your mind, is there a time frame where you want to have a starter named?
I'm not in a hurry at all, so no, I'm not. I feel really comfortable that. And there's a really good chance we're going to need both of those guys at some point this year anyway, so I'm not in a rush. I want, usually my experience with these things in the past is usually it's not my decision. At some point in camp, it becomes apparent to the whole team. That's what happened when Zach was our starter. And then, when it was Jaron's time, everybody knew Jaron earned it in practice. Everybody knew that Zach earned it in practice. Everybody knew that Keaton earned it last year. So I think there will be a time when it's obvious to everyone that somebody's earned it. And
what are you liking from the younger guys, Trayson Bargay and Mikhail Stoke?
They're both good players. They're good passers. They're smart guys, great teammates. Both of them have a bright future, I think.
How's Keon and Hill doing now that he's been a tight end for a while?
He looks like he's been playing tight end his whole career. I mean, he is a natural. Probably should have made that move earlier. He's been a good player for us. But he's a good fit there because he's such a good blocker, which is probably the thing that surprised all of us is just how natural he's been at blocking as a tight end. We always knew he was tough, but we can do everything in our run game with him at tight end that we did with any other tight ends we've had here in the past. And then everybody knows he's a playmaker. He makes plays in the passing game.
As Gary's shoulders continue to recover, where have you seen maybe the biggest growth in him from spring to now?
Just the shoulder recovering, that's the biggest growth. Yeah, he's throwing the ball differently now than he did in the spring. And he hadn't played in almost 2 years, and spring was the first time he'd really tried to throw in that a long time. And now it's looking, his arm's looking stronger. He's just more confident to push the ball down the field. And each day he's learning our offense a little better too.
That tight end group, how many do you see playing?
We can play with as many of them as are ready. I think we'll definitely travel. We'll travel at least six of them. It could be as many as eight.
So we're talking four tight end packages?
Could maybe. Never know.
Where does Filau Rapati fit into the running back room?
He's right there. Like he's right there with LJ. I would say those two guys are both. We're going to see a lot of both of them. Yeah.
Have you noticed a difference yet in kind of that part of the offense, the run game, the line with Coach Woods, and kind of what he's doing with those guys up
front. Yeah, Coach Woods is doing a really good job, and Coach Gilbride has brought a lot to our offense. Those two, I think, are working really well together. And Gilbride has, you know, really good experience with the run game in the NFL. And then Coach Woods has always done a good job everywhere he's been. And then I think the chemistry between those two, the way they're working together, is making a difference. And now we got to go prove it in a game. But I see improvement happening in practice, and I'll just leave it at that until we show it in a real game.
Who are the main contenders at that right guard spot, contending to maybe be that fifth lineman potentially?
I think Austin Leosa has been getting the majority of those reps, but we've also had, I don't want to forget anybody.
Moccasini?
Yeah, Sonny Moccasini is, man, he's one of the most improved players in our program in the past year. He had some trouble staying healthy early on, but he is coming along. He's going to be a player here. And I might be forgetting somebody, but those two both are doing a good job.
How's the integration of the helmet tech and the video on the sideline?
It's fun. It's cool. Yeah, I love it. It's going to be, we're still working our way through it. And it's a work in progress, I guess, to figure out what the game day operation exactly will be. But it's a fun tool for sure.
Like you potentially on mic in the booth down to the helmet?
Yeah, we're already doing that. I mean, we did that all spring. We're doing it in practice. And then now the next step that we didn't do in spring was the tablets. So now that, you know, you can, and it's video. So that's going to be an interesting change to the game.
Have you seen Caleb Etienne evolve? He's lost 20 pounds. Yeah. How much has he grown in his role?
He's one of the guys I kind of referred to of, you know, talented guy that kind of didn't know what he was doing last year, and I think maybe lost his confidence when things didn't go well early in the season. This year he knows what he's doing. He's playing fast. He's had a whole year to just, you know, earn the respect of all of his teammates. He's one of the most well-liked guys in this program. He didn't pout last year when he had his struggles. He just kept working and then came back and played his best game of the year at Oklahoma State in the final game of the season. He played really well. I think he's a great example of somebody that just handled adversity like a pro and kept working. And now, you know, my hope for him is that this is his time and he's going to play really well this year. I believe that will happen.
Is your receiver core as deep and as talented as we may perceive it to be on the outside?
I mean, I think that's a good group. And I think we have a good group of offensive players. I really believe in I think we have depth at every position. But it's time for us to go do it in a game. And that's pretty much what you're going to hear from me all camp, is we got to perform in the games. And I believe that we will. But, yeah, I believe in those guys. Yes, absolutely.
You noted the adversity with Caleb. Has that been maybe a common thread with this whole offense, that the adversity faced last year has kind of brought this team closer?
Absolutely.
Year?
It's, you know, it's humbling to not play in a bowl game. It's humbling to spend the whole offseason having people think you're not very good, you know. And I think it's brought our team close together. And I think we have a lot of players, like you said, like Caleb, who are good players that went through some, took their lumps last year and went through some learning, you know. And now I believe that those guys are going to show up and play well for us.